Bavmit Zir Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavmit Zir Bavli, Daf Sadi Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chavches Amud Beis at the second Mishnah on the page, Hasoiches Apayalim. Hasoiches Apayalim, Lasois Imoy, Benetu Avoy, Shaloi, Hare Elu Lo Yoichalu. If a person hired workers to work with his trees of Netu Avoy, which is a fruit that comes in the fourth year of a tree's growth, that fruit is considered holy and it has to be brought to a Shaloi for consumption. So if that's the case, then the workers may not eat from it. And if he didn't inform them this before he started the contract, he should redeem the kedusha of the fruit onto coins and then give them the fruit to eat. If the employer's igulei dvele, which is circular cakes of made out of figs which are pressed together, if his igulei dvele required pressing together or his open bowels required closing, the workers may not eat from them because they are already Chayv and Maisa, they have not had the Maisa taken, they're considered Tevel. But if the employer had not informed them that they would be working with Tevel, meaning that they were expected to be able to eat, from it and they wouldn't be allowed to do so now, he has to then separate Tumas and Maisa and then they can eat from it. The Gemara says, Kol she'enoi k'yotzeboi, we change the Gersa, bar levikas ha'masus, v'issa acher gomloi, schoi, stam, poide u'machil, masa u'machil. Even if it's his work that will obligate him in Masus, a worker may not eat. Also, if there's another prohibition on the produce, such as Netu Avai, he can't eat. And in such cases, if the employer hired the worker without specifying, the employer must redeem the Kedusha of Netu Avai from it, and he can then feed it to the workers. Kidsets Imoi, Hare Ze Oichal. If the worker stipulated that even though the Torah did not give him the right to eat it, but he's hiring himself out to receive food, then he may eat. However, if he's working with anything that will not cause an obligation of maisus, like produce that has not yet grown a third of its growth, and no other prohibition rests upon it, then if he hired the worker without specifying, the worker cannot eat. But if the worker stipulated that even though the Torah does give him the right to eat, he's hiring himself out to receive the food, he may eat it, meaning that the employer has to redeem the netto revai and feed him with it. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Shoim me peiros oichlin me hilchois medina avaloi min hatoira. Watchmen who are watching detached fruit eat based on the custom of the place but not according to the Torah, because they're merely watching the fruit rather than physically working with it. Therefore, although they do not eat the fruit based on the Torah's authority, though, they can still eat it because that's the custom of the place. Al bo shoim mimhein, there are four types of watchmen. Shoim echinam, vahashoil, noisisochov, asoiche, an unpaid watchman, a borrower, a paid watchman, and a renter. Shoim echinam nishba al hakol, v'hashoil meshalem es hakol, v'noisesochav asoiche nishboim al hashvua v'al hashvuya, v'amesa, v'meshalem es ha'aveda v'saganeva. An unpaid watchman has to swear, and then he'll become exempt from everything, meaning accidental damage, theft, or loss. A borrower has to pay for everything. A paid watchman and a renter can swear and become exempt for things that were broken, taken captive, and for death, but they have to pay for loss and for theft. And the Gemara says, Rav Huna Omar b'shem me peyroisi masnisa aval b'shem me ginoisa pardesim oichlim min ha-Torah. Rav Huna says the Mishnah was referring to watchmen of fruit, but watchmen of vegetable gardens and orchards can eat even according to the Torah. Shmuel Omar b'shem me ginoisa pardesim he masnisa aval b'shem me peyrois ein oichlim loy me ha-Torah loy me hilchus medina. Shmuel says the Mishnah was actually referring to watchmen of gardens and of orchards, but the people who watch fruit may not eat neither according to the Torah nor legally according to the custom of the land. Tanu Rebchia Masaya al Rav Huna v'tami akoyin ad ha'erev lo abois es ha'shoimim she'metamim begodov. And Rebchia brought a brisa which was supporting Rav Huna concerning the case of a kohen who burns the parah adumah, the red heifer. The Torah says in Bamidbar, in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Zayin, and the Kohen will be impure until the sunset. And it's a repetition. This includes those who guarded the Parah Adumah, that their clothes also become impure, and as if they were physically involved in the process.